This is Hi-Fi Radio with Wolfgang Klein and Jack Hartung. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
New month, new beginnings, same year, but we have momentum behind us. And I love momentum, or I should say wind. We have some wind at our back. That's what my, I'm going to cry, my father-in-law said to me on our wedding day. He said, Kathleen Wolf, may you have wind at your back. And indeed we do. Lots of it. Life is great. By the way, I want to encourage the world, every single one of you, to, after this show, if you're at home and if you're not, you're on the road driving, when you get home and you want to spend some time with Netflix, the writer's strike, I think, is over, but a little content bulge coming at us, which is great. I want you to watch Mission Joy. It is a documentary featuring the meeting of Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. It is so, so good. And, Jack and I spend a lot of time helping clients fulfill their dreams, their financial dreams, and help them pay off their home and build a reserve and get their children set up. You know, money, money, money. That's what we do. And the Dalai Lama was asked, you know, or Desmond Tutu answered, you know, how do you get happiness? And he said, my friends, it is not in front of you. It is inside you. Beautiful words. Yeah, we all know that. Nonsense, we don't. The world should, you know, big ceasefire globally and watch Mission Joy. Yep, wealth indeed. That's what it's all about. It's a show about money. And I'm delighted. You know, what I have is a crystal ball. My crystal ball is the market. The market is all-knowing, and a lot of people are, you know, clients are concerned with the geopolitical tension in the world. And I often say, please do not allow geopolitical media and headlines to drive your emotional investment decisions. They need to be pragmatic, and there is a big disconnect between what you see in the media, hearing the media, reading the media, and seeing the real world. The real world is the lineups at Tim Hortons. It's Microsoft making, guess what, about $100 billion. Actually, I think Microsoft is good for making $130 billion a year. I repeat, $130 billion per year of cash flow generated from Microsoft. Apple, about $100 billion. Yeah, there's issues out there, but when it comes to the world of investing, you want to buy strong companies that continue to deliver great products, and as such, they make money. Based in science, hopefully, proven process, very important word that we like to use in the world of money management. If you're good, you have a process. But stepping outside the box and opening our mind, very, very important. We don't know everything. And, you know, some spiritual guidance is always well received. And, you know, it is the month of December. Hopefully we all get a little more spiritual. And don't forget, Mission Joy. Oh, please watch that. I'm so happy to be able to spend a couple of segments with a very unique individual who views the world, shall I say, on a different level. Her name is Lynn Nichols. She is a psychic medium, an intuition expert. I love that word, intuition, Lynn. As a money manager, every now and then I say, follow your gut. And I did that this week, and it was wrong. But I tried. So, Lynn, I must say, you're a person in big demand. I know that if I want to book a session with you, a psychic session. Kathleen loves coming out to see you, my wife, but I have to book about a year in advance. And so the fact that you're actually spending some time with us is just an absolute joy. Thank you and welcome to the show, Lynn.
Oh, you are so welcome and thank you for having me. Yeah, I am booked fairly far ahead in advance, but hey, you have a secret back door and you can get in any time sooner.
It is. So yes, our favorite PR person, Nikki, who's in the studio with another guest of hers, Mary Aiken. She is with the Verdi Group. So yes, it is. And can I say girl power? Is that okay to say? I have, you know, two ladies in the studio. They're looking at me. Saying, is that going to pass?
I mean,
we're afraid to speak today, by the way.
Good. We've had a lot to say over the years.
Oh, boy. You know, Mary, thank you for saying that. I'm just going to, you know, prepare myself for you in a wee while. Anyways, Lynn, once again, thank you. Intuition expert. So, the last time I saw you, it was a number of years ago, I can say about 3 years ago. And Lynn, this is great, because I asked you about the markets, and this is just you and I. And I said, you know, I'm a money manager, can you, you say, what do you want to talk about, Wolf? And, you know, I'm not so much in, you know, people who've left me and asking how they're doing, you know, being my parents or my brother who did pass away about a year ago, God rest his soul. That's not really where I go. But, you know, think about the future and, you know, any premonitions, certainly I'll take in well stride. But I asked you 3 years ago, Lynn, about oil, because oil was, I guess it was coming off of a bull phase, starting to look weaker. This was about 3 years ago, and maybe 4 years ago, Lynn. And I said, can you give me any indication of what you think is going to take place with oil? And you said, well, that's not really what I do. However, since you asked the question, all that's coming to me is oil is bad. Okay. And I went back to the office. I told Jack. I said, Jack, I saw Lynn. She's a psychic. Jack is a non-believer. That's right. That is okay. He's entitled to that. I'm leaning more towards it. Very fascinating discussions with you. That's where I sit. And Kathleen, my wife, is leaning a little bit further too. Wow, this is pretty darn accurate. Anyways, you said oil was bad. Lynn, do you know what happened about 2 years after your call? Oil did trend slightly lower, didn't do anything. But then COVID hit and oil went beyond zero a barrel. It went negative a barrel.
Oh, no. Really?
Oil stocks were down on the mat. I wish I called you then and asked you, what do you think about oil now? It was a 15 bagger to the upside. That means that people could have made 15 times their money had they bought when oil went negative. So in my business, what's most fascinating is turning points, extremes. And you know what drives my industry, Lynn, is psychological behavior. Human beings, they place their bets, and then all of a sudden, fear of missing out towards the end really steps in and catapults things, be it stocks, bonds, assets, you name it, memes, perhaps, to levels that make absolutely no sense. And common sense ultimately prevails and mean reversion occurs. Again, the example I'm going to throw on the table is Beyond Meat. That got in its zenith to $250. Today, it is $7. So anyways, good call on oil, Lynn.
You.
Well done. You're batting. I guess you're batting 1,000 so far. I said they'll ask you one market call oil, and you nailed it. So that's pretty darn good. You can make money if you're right 50% of the time in my business if you know how to manage risk properly. Oh yeah. So then, where do we go from here? What are you feeling? What do you see? You know, I'm going to throw the word out economically. Is that okay?
Economically, okay. Yeah, and I'm going to start the same way I started last time. You know what, Wolf? This isn't something I normally do, but I will do my best. But you and I, we operate in very different worlds. But what's interesting is they come together with intuition, with what you talked about before, with a hunch, with hunches. And hunches are just the baby child of intuition. And in your area, you use information and intuition, your hunches, to make the best decisions you can.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do and what a lot of people listening can do, everybody's intuitive. I'm not saying go be a psychic. I'm not saying go talk to dead people. Please don't. You'll just get somebody will come along with a nice white jacket. It's going to make you hug yourself. So just be careful about doing that in public. But with intuition, and you said you were wrong. You said you trusted your gut, but you were wrong. The difference, and I'll get to economically in a second, but I just wanted to point out the difference between that little voice in your mind, the intuition, and your normal conscious mind is the emotion surrounding it, because intuition will come in very quickly, very quietly, and it won't give you any extra information. If you have a thought and then it's, oh, and how about this and maybe this and that, that's your conscious mind. So the trick is just to catch your intuition. And when you say, what do you think about economically, because that's so, so, so far out of my realm of understanding or knowing, and unfortunately, and I'm sorry to say this, my interest, what I have to do is I have to get out of my comfort zone. And as soon as I asked that question in my mind, for some reason, I just saw this big umbrella. So to me, that means that something like economically, something that guides everything is going to protect all the little things. Now, let me see where I'm going from there. Sometimes with people like yourself that come in with more specific financial questions, I almost get like initials or countries or areas where they can focus on. But this umbrella is intriguing to me. So economically, I feel like a lot of the little things are going to get protected. And for some reason, and I don't know what this means in your field, I'm really moving over to the right, to the right. So,
I love it. Yeah, goosebumps. I can connect some dots.
What's that mean? I'm moving right.
Well, conservative. And you know what's amazing is Canada's former Bank of Governor General Mark Carney, I'm bad with names, but I think it was Mark Carney. There's talk he may run for the Liberal Party. That's interesting because I'm going to see Mark Carney, I'm going to view him as a very conservative man, but to run the Liberal Party, that could be interesting. I hope he does it. That would be very, very positive. Your umbrella is interesting because the umbrella, I have two notions. One, obviously it's raining, probably not good, but two, it offers protection. And you know where I'm connecting the dots here, Lynn? Again, I know that you don't pay attention to economics, but you are a average person, as we all are. We all have average needs. You know, you wake up and do what we all do. Yeah. Interest rates. The market is looking to see some interest rate relief, and so perhaps that relief would be the umbrella. And if you get interest rate relief, it's going to protect a lot of people from a lot of potential financial hardship.
I love that.
I like this, Lynn. We're onto something, kid. Look, we're going to pay we got to pay some bills around here. That's not intuition. That's fact. It is Hi-Fi Radio show about money. Friends at home, we're blessed. We got a really, really amazing intuition expert on it, Lynn Nichols. She's a psychic medium. As far as they go, she's the best I've ever come across. And I think it's just, if nothing else, very entertaining, but I think it's very, very fascinating. And, give her full credit. She said oil was bad about 4 years ago. It went negative. Wow. And we could all use a bit of an umbrella next year and some interest rate relief. Maybe I've connected those dots properly as well. I don't know, but there's more in store. She wants specifics. She's going to give us some, letters you said. If I give you some specifics, I can get specific. All right. Stay tuned with Lynn Nichols and Wolfgang Klein, Hi-Fi Radio 640, Toronto.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Hi-Fi Radio in a moment on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back, my friend. I hate cutting off David Byrne. Cool tune, eh? Somewhat appropriate for our present guest, Lynn Nichols. She's a psychic medium, an intuition expert. Yes, this is a show about money. Hey, why not? You know? Her guess is as good as mine. How does that work? She's an intuition expert, and I do, use my gut as well as a lot of other tools to make my investment decisions. But, Lynn, you got oil, right? Now we're going to get specific. I got one for you. You're going to love this, Lynn. Okay. What do you think, when I say to you artificial intelligence, what comes to mind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
going to put you out of business? We'll start with that one. Put you out of business.
I don't think so. You know what? It's funny you ask that because I actually tried to get ChatGPT to do a reading for me. So I typed in a prompt, tell me about the future of a 56-year-old woman with et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she wants to know about XYZ. And it was really vague and not specific enough, but it was so entertaining. But AI itself, you know what? It scares me a little bit. It does. But I think that's just the normal human reaction. I think AI could go bananas in the summer, like this coming summer.
I like that. Summer? Yeah. The summer of 69? No, summer of 24, AI bananas. Okay, I'm going to take it home if you don't mind. Down on the mat on Bay Street are the big Canadian banks. Market concern with interest rates, market concern with mortgages that are coming due, market concern with people defaulting on their bank loans. And a couple of big banks reported this week. Some of the results were better than expected, some worse than expected. Bit of a mixed bag, shall I say, for the banks, but they do look like they're bottoming here and want to turn up. So I put my toe in the water and bought a couple of the banks this week, just very, very small. Bought a little Royal, bought a little TD, very, very small. Do you think I'm on the right track here, Lynn?
Okay, so what I do, because again, out of my zone of expertise.
Fair enough.
So what I do is I just picture a line graph in my head, and anybody that's listening can try this as well. You have to be unemotional and totally detached from the outcome, which is the trick. So I picture a line graph, and I picture those, the TD and Royal Bank, and those are the two lines I'm looking at, TD and Royal Bank. So I'll do green and blue, obviously, and they're going along the line, and there's a steady increase. TD seems to increase more quickly on this line graph in my mind than Royal Bank. Royal Bank might have a little bit of a problem. Because at the bottom of my line graph is a calendar that's running along in the months. And Royal Bank may have an issue. I want to say it's about June. TD continues to climb and has an issue, it looks like, in September. And then they both kind of level out for the rest of the year.
Oh, my. You know, Lynn, that is that is darn good. Wait till Jack hears that. I'll tell you why. I said, Jack, which bank do you want to buy? I want to buy Royal. Jack says, I want to buy TD. And I'm going to say, we favor TD over Royal Bank. You're confirming the work that we have done. That is really, really good. In terms of your issue in June, there's a saying on Bay and Wall Street. You don't know this, Lynn, but there's a saying on Bay and Wall Street. You sell in May, go away. And here you are saying the month of June is not going to be good. I like it. I'm impressed. I'm very, very impressed. Wow. Jack is missing this. Jack's missing out. All right. Let's go over then. We spoke about artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about, it's sort of the same vein, but let's talk a little bit more granular about technology. I'm going to split it up. Microsoft and NVIDIA. NVIDIA, of course, is a semiconductor stock. They make little microprocessors. It is the darling of this year, one of the best performing stocks this year. Microsoft is just, it's a FANG stock. It became part of an acronym, Lynn. It's one of the seven best performing stocks in the S&P 500. It's one of the reasons why the S&P 500 is up so much this year. So FANG stocks have been in play this year. Are they going to pass the baton next year, or are they going to continue with their strong momentum? Two-prong question.
Okay, so when I do this, I picture a race. Like, you know, what between these two, Microsoft and NVIDIA.
Yeah.
And it looks like Microsoft's got muscle, man. They might just keep going through one-third to about a half through the next year.
Okay.
And then it starts to level out.
Uh-huh.
So that's the race I'm getting in my mind. And when I picture, it's just funny, when I picture the Microsoft comes in as this big, strong person, and NVIDIA is also big and strong, but just they don't seem as strong. But what I like about NVIDIA is people probably think I'm cuckoo, but I'm really drawn to the mind of that NVIDIA silhouette in my head. And it's like, they know what to do. They're playing a good game. Watch what they do at the end of this race. They will take off.
Very good, Lynn. I'm impressed. What else popped into my brain? One of the hottest categories this year was obesity drugs, which really were diabetic drugs. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, spoke to a number of clients who've actually been trying the products. It sort of reminds me of the cigarette aids that came out about 20 years ago. You know, side effects, sleeplessness, issues like that, but people were gravitating. But this one's bigger, much bigger. So, again, what are your views on that category for next year? What comes to mind? What's your intuition on the obesity drug play?
It's interesting you ask that, because a lot of my clientele is 99% women, and a lot of them, not a lot of them, several of them are on some of the drugs. I don't want to mention the brand names, but everybody knows. And what's interesting is, I think this is going to I picture a catapult, and it's just going to be incredible for 2 or 3 years. But do you know what happens to the rock or the boulder that has been catapulted later on?
Carry on. Carry on, Lynn.
It hits the ground and busts into a bunch of little pieces.
Unbelievable. I think it's going to happen too, Lynn.
Yeah,
man, you're good.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You are. You're good. I like every one of your answers so far. Boy, oh boy. Let's carry on. Because this sector has annihilated the food category. Everyone's talking about food. Everyone's talking about food inflation, but every restaurant chain got knocked down. They're coming back now. Even Starbucks, McDonald's, you name it. It reminds me of the Atkins diet. It was going to put everyone out of business in the food category back in 2000. Here we are now with the likes of Ozempic and whatever the drug is by Lilly and Novo Nordisk. Going to put Darden restaurants out, McDonald's, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you think about the food category? Oh, and don't let me forget, I got to talk to you about gold as well. Let's talk food first.
And I have a bunch of weird letters or initials here for you, too, by the way.
Go.
Maybe we could share them personally after in case you don't want anybody to know.
And I'll tell them what the personal stuff. I'll take it. I'm good.
Okay. So with the food category, I think they just have to ride out this obesity drug wave. I think the majority of them, the big kahunas in the field, are going to survive just fine.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I think their prices... they're going to do something weird. It's almost like a lot of their prices are going to get jacked up, but then every, I don't know what the timeline is, every so often they're going to drop something very, you know, like big sale, you know, Big Mac's $1 all month or, you know, something like that. So I think they're going to raise the prices to cover their costs, but have these extraordinarily almost desperate prices every so often. So watch out for the sale if you want your Big Mac or your Whopper.
That's interesting. Gold has got a bid recently, Lynn. That means that people are interested in gold. By the way, if you're just tuning in to the show, Hi-Fi Radio Show of Money, we have a psychic on the line, a good friend of mine, Lynn Nichols. I cannot tell you how lucky we are to have Lynn on. If you look her up and you try to book an appointment with her, good luck. This is an exclusive seat. It's an exclusive seat in the house to be spending time with Lynn. And honestly, I'm giving you an A+ so far with your answer. I really like every one of your answers. Gold has a bid in it. I don't like gold stocks. I can't stand the category. I think it's a great way to lose money long term, but they can be traded. And a few people who I have a lot of respect for are, you know, putting a little bit of money into gold stocks right now. Any comment on gold?
Yeah, I like the little bit of money. I don't. Gold is like metals are always good, but for some reason, and I don't know if titanium or some other kind of, I almost want to say there's something with medical metals, like medical things that are used in medical circumstances, or that keeps coming to mind. Those kind of titaniums and stuff seem to be, they might be improving a heck of a lot more. Let me think. Maybe starting in the fall, and you might see them coming more to center stage and showing off. I don't know if it's titanium, but that's what I'm reminded of. Medical grade metals.
Very interesting. That is interesting, Lynn. I'll dig into that one. Let me throw something. I want to get another question to you. Japan. Japan was an incredible nation in the 80s. It was taking over the world. Manufacturing extraordinaire. Just-in-time inventory. Had no resources. Imported the resources. Banged out a car. Sold it to the world. Repeat process. Very loyal citizenship. Committed to the corporate success. Just incredible, incredible Kool-Aid being passed around. Well-consumed. Japanese stock market hit an all-time high in about 1998 at 38,000. It has not bested that high yet. A friend of mine said, Wolf, looks very interesting in here. This may be the time that the Nikkei actually makes a new high. I'm actually heading off to Tokyo next year for a week in Tokyo. Look forward to that. Any comment? Anything about Japan coming to mind? Anything about Asia coming to mind?
Okay, that's interesting because Japan, I see, and I'm not discounting what your friend said, but it doesn't, I don't see it as the big player in the game as much as I wish I would.
No, that's fine.
I'm getting some like Vietnam's, Taiwan's, as much as they might not be as rich a country as Japan, something's coming out of another Asian country, not China, but some of the smaller ones.
Very good answer, Lynn. Wow. We're out of time. I'm actually very sad about that. I could do the whole show. Can you come back on the, would you come back on, Lynn?
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been so much fun. You've done a great job. I didn't expect it to actually go this well. I mean, I think, you know, Kathy said, what do you prepare? I don't prepare. This is like a live reading I'm getting from Lynn Nichols, psychic medium, intuition expert. Look her up. I'm telling you, I'd rather spend an hour with you than Taylor Swift. If that means anything to you, it doesn't mean a lot to me. But apparently, she's hot. People want those tickets.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was absolutely fantastic, Lynn. If I don't speak to you, have yourself the finest Christmas, New Year's, whatever your faith may be. So thank you again. That was a great job. We're going to take a quick break and then bring on our next guest, Mary Aitken. She's the CEO of the Verity Group of Companies. Mary was awarded the Order of Canada for a contribution to women's advancement. Wow. I can't wait to speak with Mary. Stand by. More show right after this.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Hi-Fi Radio in a moment on 640 Toronto.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
Welcome back. You want to dance? It's a good song. Giving that song to Mary Aitken. She's a CEO of the Verity Group of Companies. Mary, congratulations being awarded last year the Order of Canada. That's huge. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Well done.
I wear this pin on behalf of all the Verity members.
Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful resume. You began your career in finance, working in London, a UK brokerage house. That's cool. Very, very cool. It's a beautiful city, London. I just was there and I took a riverboat ride and I saw the financial district vis-a-vis the, is it Thames? Is that the river?
Yeah.
River Thames. That was so nice to do. And
that's well, the only problem is being in the financial business at that time, if you're a woman, when you came through the door, they expected a cup of tea in hand for them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you've changed a lot of that. And again, Shania Twain, Dolly Parton, we have come a long way. I don't want to, obviously we can progress further as a being. I will say at Canaccord, every year now, we bring in some experts on behavior in the workplace, and it is mandatory that we attend. It's by a law firm, and they speak about human rights, and so we have to be reminded about people's human rights, and you know, from hiring practices as to why you hire them, and discrimination. There's a number of discriminatory facts that you know, age and sex and gender. You can't do it. Do it anymore.
I think it's more about the evolution that's occurred. There's just more women in the workforce. Women are better educated now. They're taking on senior positions. But the role is that women naturally have carried on the family measures and looking after the children and the elder care and so forth. So women have more on their plate. They're just a bit busier.
They always have been.
That's the reason for Verity.
Again, it's incredible. Lynn Nichols, you just heard that interview with her and how amazing that
amazing.
Was. That was amazing.
Fascinating.
Did you hear what she said? 99% of her clientele are women. I have two boys and I have a girl. Am I biased? Sure. But I'm going to have to say the sharpest one in the drawer there is my girl. She has it down and the strength of her as a man. I wish I had a girl before I had a girlfriend. I wish I had a daughter before I had a girlfriend. How about that? There's a notion. I think every boy, young man, should have a daughter before they have a girlfriend. I guess the best thing we have is a sister. Not the same. Sort of the same, but not the same. But so 99% of Lynn's clientele are women. And I'm going to say, you know why? Because they're more open-minded and they are stronger. They live longer. They have to give birth. Good luck. I couldn't give birth. I can't give blood. How about birth? Okay. Ain't going to happen. Stronger, smarter, more resilient, more open-minded. That's what I have to say.
Well, times have changed, I think. Women have more opportunities, as I said, because of education and so forth. And it isn't weird for a woman to be running a corporation. It's all those years ago in London, when I walked in, it was women weren't accepted in more senior roles and they weren't educated to the extent they are now. So it has changed. It's evolved. And it's just that women view the world differently because of their responsibilities. We give birth, you don't. There's no judgment to that, but it's just it carries with it different responsibilities. And if women are working and running the house, there's a management aspect time-wise that makes women pretty short of time.
No, the demands are high, without question. And you know, we as a primal species, I'm going to speak on behalf of men right now. We're slow. I admit it. I'm slow.
Staying silent on that point.
We do try. You don't have to be silent. And I don't think that's in your DNA. And that's you're very successful. You obviously are outspoken. You have to be to be where you are today, Mary. But I think with class and with style and with a lot of reserve. Again, men lack that. I do anyways. But I'm trying. But the world has come a long way. I'm going to say, friends at home, there's a huge opportunity. And it's available today. More so than it was, Mary, when you entered the financial world in 1981 in London. That is 40 some odd years ago. Wow. So we have moved forward in 40 years. But Bay Street, Wall Street, and what is it, Lombard Street in London? Is that what it's called, the financial district?
Well, the city of London.
Remains a male-dominated industry. The industry would love to see more female financial advisors. They just aren't interested for whatever reason in the industry. Ladies at home, if you want an opportunity, if finance is of at all interest to you, get in business. It's a growth industry, and there is a great opportunity. If not, joining a team as well, I think, is a good approach. Having an advisory team with both men and women on it adds a lot of value. Empathy is the first, I think, value opportunity that's brought to the table.
Well, I think it's broader than that, actually. I think what's happening is that women have never had the ability to be mentored and mentored others as men have, because they haven't had the time. So now they're in the workforce and they even have less time, and bringing it back to a women's club, that's the reason for a women's club. Men have done business and chewed over problems, financial and otherwise, for centuries in men's clubs. Women now are able to do that. They're able to compress the needs that they have in terms of time and go to their club, and the ability to sleep train their children and deal with elder care and deal with the important financial concerns of running a bank or being a lawyer or doing all the multitude of professions that women now undertake. It's that ability to have a network. And you guys have always understood the strength, the ability, and how it moves you forward to have a network. And that's what I think that we women have lacked, because we haven't had the education, the time, and the network. So that's what Verity is all about.
But so, yeah, your company, Verity, is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It's the only club of its kind in the world. You have 700 members, a 65,000 square foot facility in the city. Is there bike lanes leading to that facility?
There are some bike lanes, but Verity is
a joke. I was joking. The city's gone mad right now. That's a different discussion here.
Right.
Be that you're in downtown Toronto. It's getting downtown Toronto is becoming more and more cumbersome for people.
Okay, we have thoughts around that too. But Verity is the club, but it also has four businesses that are open to the public, and that's to show that women and allow women to be able to entertain in the same way that a man is. And in a private club, you simply can't engage a great chef. You can't engage the same quality of people in a private club as you can in a public entity, because a chef wants to compete head on head with the best in the country. And that's what Lorenzo has done.
You're hitting me in the heart here, Mary, because
sorry about that.
No, that's what you want. You win the heart and the mind will follow.
Hoping.
But you have a Michelin star restaurant rated inside your club. I just received my culinary certificate from George Brown College. So food is something that I love, very much so. So that sounds like a really, really attractive feature. A women's only spa called Sweetgrass. I like the name.
Good.
That's cool.
Sorry we can't have you there.
I don't want to go.
But you like the name.
I don't want to go.
Please, you like the name.
I remember when I was a little boy and my sister was getting married. Good golly, what year was that? We're talking 1980, I guess, something like that, 81, I don't know, a long time ago. And they were having a shower for her. And I wanted to stay. There's no, you cannot stay for this wedding shower. You got to leave, Wolf. Where am I going to go? Go to the park. I'll see you in 3 hours. Off I went. Yeah, they wouldn't let me stay. So you got Sweetgrass, and then you got a small luxury boutique hotel called the Ivy at Verity.
Mm-hmm.
How many rooms? How big is
just
that hotel?
Four.
Four-room hotel.
Yep.
Are men allowed to spend
of course,
night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything else apart from Sweetgrass Ball, we have our speakeasy.
I like, you got a speakeasy.
We got a speakeasy.
What goes on in there?
A lot of drinking, a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. Can you handle that?
Will you let me in?
Yes, it's open to the public.
Oh, that's open to the public.
So only the club is private. Everything else is open to the public. So that means the hotel, that means the speakeasy, that means George Restaurant, Sweetgrass Spa. All of those are open to the public.
So you are very pro-women, and I'm wondering, because you are the mother and stepmother to six sons.
Mm-hmm.
I've always smiled and frowned when I see a man with three or four daughters, and he ends up going to do it. They tend to get a dog. This sort of balance, this never gets balanced. It's always quite comical when men have a bunch of girls. Because girls are the best. Okay, I have one. Girls are the best, honestly. But six sons, and then you got stepsons, 14 grandchildren. God bless you. You got a beautiful family around you. Having six sons, does this have anything to do with this? And
Well, they certainly think that they drove me crazy, and that's why I started a club. But I think that they're coming along and realizing that maybe there's some opportunity and some blessings in the club. They certainly don't take badly to the food that they have.
Well, Mira, I'll tell you, we're going to the next part of the segment, we're going to talk about all the good work you do helping those in need. That's powerful stuff. Mary Aiken, Verity Group of Companies. It is a exclusive club, one of a kind in the world for women. Sci-Fi Radio, 640 in Toronto. Show about money. Stay tuned.
Want to make more money? Stay tuned for more Hi-Fi Radio on 640 Toronto.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes.
Welcome back. Show about money, 640 in Toronto, Hi-Fi Radio. Jack and I bring you the show each and every Saturday. We want you to have more money. You know, you build wealth slowly. You want a guaranteed become rich strategy? Slow, steady, consistency. Yes, you build wealth slowly. And then you harvest it slowly. And that's sort of the life cycle of money. You know, get rich quick? No. And if you do, you probably blow it quickly. I've seen people, again, story of lottery winners, right? They never had money. All of a sudden, they got $4 million. 8 years later, all gone. Slow, steady up, slow, steady down. And again, how do you build wealth effectively? You wake up and you get engaged with the world. Get educated and then get yourself a job and then save and invest and repeat. And again, a key factor in getting yourself a good job is that first thing I said, you get educated. And the world is getting competitive and we are selling our post-secondary seats to abroad. Yes, abroad. About 45% of our university and college seats are sold to foreigners. So you have to apply quickly and you have no time to waste, because if you miss the deadline for applying, your seat is going to be up for grabs by a foreigner who will pay four or five times what you're willing to pay. So I cannot stress the importance enough of education. Mary Aiken, the founder, CEO of Verity Group. One of the reasons why you picked up the Order of Canada is because you help underprivileged women get back on their feet. Please share with us what you do, because this is so important.
Well, there's two elements to that. There's the reaching out to the community. And before all the construction happened on Queen Street, Regent Park used to be an area that had underprivileged children and all sorts of dreadful circumstances, of which I need not expound upon, in terms of drugs and violence and so forth. So we used to bring the mothers and children to the club on Sundays, and we had a girls' club. And these were nurtured by members and brought along. And I'm happy to say that they went to university. They've now graduated from university. And the nurturing that was provided by Verity members was just amazing. So that happens on that level. But within the membership itself, it's about It's about women being able to speak about personal problems, family problems, health issues, looking after children and elder care, and understanding each other in terms of giving advice on a career basis, from legal to financial, to how to get over career blocks and all of those things. And it's a network that is amazingly broad in terms of the people who are part of the network, who are young women in their late 20s and early 30s, to women who are reaching retirement age. So it's that mentoring that Verity is all about, and I feel incredibly proud about the results that have come as a result of it.
Please share with us, what is the long-term vision that you have for the state of women?
Well, I think women need to do what we're doing now and heading on that path, and that is to, we'll never be not feminine in the extent of raising our families and nurturing and all of that. Nurturing is part of who we are, but we also are independent now of needing support, either financial or in any way. We can go out there and build a life, and we're contributing to the growth of the businesses, to looking at issues of social importance and environmental, all of those things. I'm not suggesting men are not, but women haven't had time before to address those things, and now we do have more time. And I think that broadening all of that is the importance that that Verity brings to women's lives.
I love it. I think social importance is a powerful, powerful phrase. And again, just by using that phrase, and again, if you can't get gender specific anymore, but if I were to be gender specific, I'm going to say social importance. I'm going to say women do a better job than men. I have to say that. It's in your DNA. Not that it's not in ours, but again, anyways, Sci-Fi Radio, show about money, education, bringing people up, underprivileged, to give them a chance. That's absolutely incredible. It's moving, and I can see why you have been awarded the Order of Canada. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting world. There's challenges, of course, for all of us, but I think all of you, please know you have a friend. It's me, Wolfgang Klein. Anything I can do to help you out, I will do so. Mary, you do great work. God bless you. I think it's fantastic what you are doing. And you obviously have a lot of gumption and ikiga. Ikiga is purpose in life. God bless you on that front. That's it for the show. Each and every Saturday, Hi-Fi Radio right here on 640 in Toronto. I want you to have more money. My job is to make my clients money, to help them build wealth in a slow, steady manner. We do it. And if you want to see how well, visit us at wolfgangklein.com. Don't hesitate to reach out. I thank you very kindly for spending some time with us each and every Saturday, and I have to say, love you for it. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Hi-Fi Radio with Wolfgang Klein and Jack Harthill, portfolio managers at Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management. For questions about today's show or any questions about money, email wolfandjack@wolfgangklein.com. Hi-Fi Radio, for the love of money. Join us again next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.